Welcome to the kitchen sink. I have my good boys of the D&D club here. We got Rudy, Hi. Joe, and What's our up? Good
Zap
friend Corey.
Trick flu.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Zap trick flu.
Yeah. So today we actually have a subject, which is rare on the kitchen sink. But Joe, do you wanna jump into that?
Yeah. So basically, last week and before we started the show, I asked everyone here to kind of think of their favorite superpowered person, whether it's a hero or a villain, whether it's from comic books, movies, television, anime, manga, video games, cartoons, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Just kind of think of
powers and abilities.
Yeah, somebody who has a power or an ability.
Yeah.
And just kind of think of it, have somebody in mind, and then we'll start there. And the reason behind that is I'm a huge nerd, obviously.
Nerd.
And lately I've been watching a ton of DC Universe stuff because I got the subscription. And I've rewatched Young Justice like twice. I was watching Justice League and a few other things. Umbrella Academy came out. I watched that. The Dragon Prince came out, which has magic in it. I think it's a really good show. It's made by the people that did Avatar The Last Airbender.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think it's quite good. So just all these kind of like powers and abilities, magic people, have been running through my mind for the last few weeks.
Fair.
So I just kind of wanted to like talk about it.
Something you were excited about.
Exactly.
I dig it.
Kind of
cool.
Share it. So
do you want to kick off then?
I would actually like to go last because I have a follow-up question to all these and
okay.
I kind of already know that answer.
I mean, let's just go through like the top of the roster and then we'll slowly go down between like specifics on stuff or
like,
whatever.
Yeah. So like Rudy, if you want to start, like who, when I gave you this question, who did you pick?
I figured you'd already know, but top two characters that I would love to have their powers or whatever. Spider-Man, because it's Spider-Man.
Yeah,
that figured. Shit's awesome. And two, Nightcrawler, even like just the entirety of Nightcrawler, I would love to be that.
I'm excited about this because I don't know much about that character.
So,
all right.
Whenever I think of teleporters, I personally always break them into two categories. Long distance, like transportation teleportation. So somebody like Wraith from the X-Men comic books or Lila Cheney, who can literally cross star systems.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I call combat teleporters, which would be somebody like Nightcrawler,
yeah,
who can move in really quick bursts of teleporting and basically augment his fighting skills with that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas somebody who does like Lila Cheney, it's a much longer setup. So it's not really combative. It's more transportive.
So someone like when they're in a position they don't want to be in, they essentially teleport away from that situation. Is that what you mean by combat?
Well, no, combat would be just like somebody whose ability to teleport is so quick that they're able to use it. Like if you watch the beginning of X2, Nightcrawler tears through the Secret Service.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas like others,
which is also an awesome fight scene, by the
it's
way.
It's such a good scene.
Especially for its time.
Yeah.
Whereas, especially for its time.
Like other people like, in the X-Men Origins for Wolverine, you're introduced to a character called John Wraith.
Mm-hmm.
At least I believe that's his name. Played by Will.i.am. But that's besides the point. His teleportation is more like he creates like a generalized small portal in which he can push whatever he wants through.
Okay.
So his is more like if you need to go from DC to California in one go, he can do that.
He could do like a room, right?
He can do like a lot of stuff. It basically creates like a field behind him.
I was just trying to figure out which teleporter is more like my dad because he left when he didn't want to be
God
there.
Damn it.
More
probably
like the
Will.i.am.
More like the second one.
Yes. All right. Rudy, is there any particular reason why you picked those? Or?
Well, I mean, Spider-Man, he's just pretty dope in general. But Nightcrawler, one, just the whole teleportation aspect. Two, even his... I'm not really sure how to describe it, but just his person, like the way he looks and everything like that. I don't want to call it his aesthetic because that's just him.
Yeah. Really... I think technically it's classified as like his secondary mutation. His first one would be teleporting. The second one would be the blue fur and the prehensile tail.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just every little bit about that.
He's also just got a badass look.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Mutants looks are always like very stellar to me.
Also, he can fight with three swords.
Yeah,
that's true.
Was going to be my next point. But yeah, he's a really well-skilled swordsman, and that's just dope as hell.
All right. Robbie?
Yeah, I kind of want to stray away from the comic books, just because I feel like my knowledge of them is fairly surface level.
That's great. I want you to go with something you're comfortable with.
So for me, I was thinking, and it became a really simple question to answer right off the bat, but it's the main hero in BioShock. I love the plasmid abilities in that game so much. It's also like one of my first tattoos is Would You Kindly on my wrist. Not just because the game within itself is phenomenal, but he has so many different abilities from like, I believe there's a teleportation, but there's for sure like you have telekinetic powers or you can shock people or yeah, you can throw bees at people, which is one of my favorite abilities in it.
I didn't know that. That's dope.
Yeah, yeah, no. And the craziest part is like your skin like bubbles and it literally looks like a hornet's nest like underneath your skin is growing. And
that's one nightmares of, like that, but okay.
It's the aesthetic ability is also really cool, is that like when you have like shock in you, there's just like sparks coming out of your fingertips. When it's telekinetic, your hands like all twisted and weird and morphed. It's such a cool ability that he has. All
right.
But I would say up there, like that'd be probably my favorite just because the variety is so insane. And it's just like an on-the-spot thing. You know, there's a robot. You shock it. There's people walk on gasoline. You set it on fire. Also, to shoot a fireball, he just snaps his fingers, and there's just an explosion in the game. But yeah, by far, I would say, the BioShock abilities are phenomenal.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's, I know, that like, I've seen other people play it. I've never played them.
Yeah.
But I know there's time, quite a few...
Go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, there's just a lot of like,
there's abilities, a lot of so different abilities.
It's pretty well-rounded.
Yeah, it gets to a point where like you only have so many slots for the abilities where you have to swap them out. There's like at least a dozen of them. I haven't played the game in a minute, but...
All right.
If I had to choose a secondary, I would say it's an old game called Time Shift. It's very 3D platformy. It feels a lot like Half-Life, where there's kind of like puzzles within the game in between action. Except it's based around a guy who, like, you can teleport forward. You instead of dying, you just go back, like, 6 seconds in the game. Okay. You never actually die. It's like the idea is, like, the second your heart rate drops, you, like, get spawned back 6 seconds. It's very tracer-y. All right.
So it's like a self-defense mechanism.
Yeah, yeah. You can freeze time for, like, an X amount of time. There's, like, an ability where, like, you stay stationary, but your aiming abilities are like ranked up super high. There's a lot of cool abilities like when it comes to time in it.
Mm-hmm.
And for personal, like what abilities I would want, I would say for sure control time would be the best.
All right. All right. Corey.
So mine's also pulling from, cause I have a very surface knowledge of comic books. But there is one character that I thought, albeit gross, I would love to have his abilities. And I also think he's just like he's a really cool character. Like, I think they did really well with him. And that's Alex Mercer from Prototype.
Yeah.
Yeah. His whole thing is just great. First of all, is it okay if I drop a spoiler alert in case
I mean, the game's pretty old, right?
Yeah.
It's been around.
Yeah.
I think so, spoiler alert.
Alert, the person with the abilities isn't actually Alex Mercer. The real Alex Mercer is dead. This is just a literal virus manifesting itself as Alex Mercer.
All right.
Yeah.
It's pretty rad, honestly.
I didn't know that.
Thanks
I played
for
the
ruining
game.
It.
Yeah. I played the
I'm,
game.
I'm
but.
Kidding.
No, yeah, because he's a...
I didn't finish
it's one of those games where you don't find out that you're the bad guy until near the end.
What's that military game that did that? There's a military game that did that.
I know what you're talking about.
It's a really good game.
I think it's called The Line.
Yeah.
Oh, Spec Ops The Line.
Spec Ops. Fantastic game.
That's a really good game.
Also, spoiler alert again for that. But that's also old, so get on it.
That's like beyond old. Yeah. That's a really old game.
It's like 2000, like what, 2003?
It's on Xbox 360, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so it's probably like 2003, 2005.
We're a console and a half ahead.
Also, it's 2019. Just throwing that out there.
If anything came up before 2010, you don't need a spoiler warning.
Fair enough.
It's courtesy, but yeah.
Eh.
But yeah, so the virus's whole thing is that it can basically manifest itself to be what you need in the moment. So One of my favorites is the claws, obviously. His arms turn into a black and red mesh of hardened flesh and blood and shit, and the ends of which become like razor sharp talons that he can just pounce on people and literally tear them to shreds in a second. The virus doesn't have the normal limitations of the human body, so he can run faster, he can jump higher, he can run up walls, he can literally take full-on blasts from a tank with really only having the setback of it kind of knocked him back a little bit.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of like Venom or Carnage.
Kind of, yeah. It's especially Carnage. Carnage and the virus are very, very similar.
Okay.
Aesthetically, at least.
At least aesthetically. Even the whip weapon for the virus is like very close to Carnage. But yeah, it's great. I love his story. Like I said, he's the bad guy. He was just he's a lead researcher because, you know, pharmaceutical companies can never be trusted anymore. That's what all zombie films have taught us.
True story.
And he was the top researcher for the project. He found out that Congress got involved and is investigating them, and that the company is literally killing all their researchers to cover it up. So he tries to escape a Black Watch, which is the name of the secret military for them, finds him in the subway as he's trying to leave. And rather than just letting them kill him and cover it up, he's like, well, I'm just going to ruin everyone's lives forever. And then he shatters the vial. They shoot him up. And since he's the first thing that the vial touches, the virus inside begins to manifest itself with his genetics. Wow, and that's what becomes the basis for the entire outbreak. Huh. And so he becomes like this super, or the virus at least adopts his persona and becomes like a super plague that just starts tearing up everything. And it's great.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
Also, Blackwatch, did you use that organization name in Jose and I's military campaign?
No, that was Obelisk.
Obelisk. Okay.
Yeah.
Which you also seem to have a fascination with.
I love obelisks. I don't know what it is.
They look like penises.
Obelisks?
Maybe that's it.
I'm lost. Obelisks?
Obelisks are just, think of the monument outside of...
you know, the Washington Monument?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's essentially an obelisk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just can't play it legally in Yu-Gi-Oh.
That's true.
Okay. Did you have a second?
Rudy, goddamn.
I do have a second, but that's also long-winded and not as interesting, I feel.
Who is it?
Sephiroth.
Okay. I think that's pretty popular. So
yeah. I know. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
no, I just meant like, I feel like less.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I mean, who wouldn't want to be a fucking one winged angel that's going to destroy the world unless like some bullshit happens that I do not agree with.
Probably a two-winged angel ready to do all that stuff.
You know what? I don't think it was the wings that were lacking. Nah, yeah. That. To be fair, Cloud Strife is great. Definitely not stronger than Sephiroth. There's no reason why Cloud should beat Sephiroth.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Nah.
All right. And I guess for me, I'm a pretty big comic book person. Probably the biggest one in this room, except for maybe Rudy.
I'm pretty into them.
Yeah, and I think I used to only be Marvel for the longest time, and then I recently kind of like split into DC maybe about 10 years ago and got really into them, especially because I feel like their animated content is really good. So I would say for Marvel, I'm a big fan of Psylocke, and she's kind of unique because she was born with psychic power. No, she was born with telekinetic powers, but then gets swapped. Her mind gets swapped with another person, and then she has psychic abilities. Mm-hmm. And then she eventually goes back to her original body and goes back to telekinetic abilities. So she's had both, but never at the same time, which I thought was pretty cool. Just in general, like that's an interesting idea. Mm-hmm. But her telekinetic abilities manifest pretty interesting. She's a martial artist, so a lot of it is like manifesting telekinetic weapons to fight with that can like go through armor but mess up your insides and that kind of stuff. And it's similar with her psychic abilities. She can use it in a similar form. But yeah, she was really cool. And then I think my other favorite is actually from DC, and he might edge out just about everyone else, but is formerly known as Captain Marvel, mm-hmm. now known as Shazam because of copyright reasons.
Yeah.
But Shazam is basically the wizard, who I think is also named Shazam, gives this kid Billy Batson powers, and when he says the word Shazam, he becomes this big, strong, like, he's got like super strength, he can fly, super speeds. He's basically like Superman, but can also harness magic, and isn't like Superman has an issue with magic. It really hurts him.
Yeah.
Shazam doesn't really have that issue. So in my opinion, he's always been better than Superman.
Solid.
Because he doesn't have that weakness. But I just always thought that was cool. Of like you look like a normal dude, and you say the word, suddenly you're like this crazy,
in like
super
kid
powerful.
Form. Can he just get like easily killed like a normal kid? Or
yes, yeah. There is actually a
like
scene.
Does he have zero powers when he's in kid form?
Yeah, there's okay. actually a scene. Spoiler alert! In Flashpoint Paradox, which is an alternate timeline in which Wonder Woman, and so like the Atlanteans, the Themyscirians, which is where Wonder Woman's from, and the Earthlander people, everyone else, are kind of fighting this three-way war, and all the superheroes are in it. So Aquaman, Wonder Woman, and everyone else is fighting. And Shazam jumps in, and he looks super badass. He's got like the scar across his face.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little bit more grizzled. And they're fighting, and she puts the lasso around him and forces him to say the word.
Mm.
And it's not just Billy Batson. It's actually five kids that merge into one person.
Oh, okay.
But she realizes he's the lead, so she just murders him. And that ends it, because he's the one that really harnesses the ability. So he can be injured, but when he's Shazam, he's basically unstoppable.
Yeah.
And I just always thought that was really cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Bet Alex could beat him up.
I don't know. He's got like straight up magic.
Not enough.
And he can like, yeah, it's crazy.
So those were all primarily heroes.
No.
Yeah.
Alex,
well,
is not.
Alex is oh, not. Alex and Sephiroth definitely aren't.
Okay.
Well, Sephiroth started out as a hero. Right. Unlike Alex. Alex was always a bad guy.
Yeah.
What about like a classic villain?
A classic villain?
Yeah.
Ooh. Shit, I named both of my villains.
Yeah.
You know what? Kind of similar to Alex Mercer, but I've always had a weird dude crush on Albert Wesker from Resident Evil.
Yeah, I see where that would come from.
Like,
no, dude, Wesker's like, he's got cool powers too.
Yeah. Like, he's the only person that's like injected himself with the virus and like willed the virus not to change him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it changes him.
Yeah, but he still remains
it.
Human.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or at least the appearance of a human. Uh-huh. Whereas like Birkin literally fucking immediately gets an eyeball arm that starts trying to eat his whole body.
Oh, that reminds me of that guy from Naruto. Danzo. Is that his name?
I
might be wrong. I haven't watched Naruto in a while.
I'm going to just say something real quick, but I met the voice actor for Alex Wesker at Anime Midwest not so long ago, and he was apparently in this zombie movie where he just plays an infected zombie called, like, Alex Wexler or something like that. It's just, like, a totally dumb,
so
big
funny.
Homage to the whole Albert Wesker thing.
Oh,
it's just, it's pretty great.
Oh,
have we gone over favorite Resident Evils?
Favorite Resident Evils?
Yeah.
Mine's obviously 6.
Don't like them.
Womp womp.
Wait, Corey, really?
No.
No.
Okay.
God, no.
No,
that was when
friends.
I gave up on that series, and then no. 7 somehow brought me back.
Yeah. I was going to say, for my villain, he's not always a villain, but from Full Metal Alchemist, Scar.
Mm-hmm.
A, I think his powers are pretty cool, especially once he gets... Spoilers. Sorry. Once he gets the other tattoo so he can create and destroy.
Oh, word.
I don't think you finished the series. I'm sorry, Rudy.
Was never going to get around to it, unfortunately. Just time and whatnot.
Can't finish Avatar The Last Airbender. Can't finish.
Yeah, that's
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
But,
okay.
Dude, come on.
Now, however, while I'm not going to finish Avatar The Last Airbender because it didn't interest me, I would happily finish Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Well, what the fuck am I doing?
I don't know. I told you this multiple times.
Fuck.
Anyways, but yeah, I thought it was cool. And also just like the 7 deadly sins from those guys
mm-hmm.
all had interesting powers. And
yeah.
Even some of them had like Was it greed? Was like jealous of humans?
Yeah.
That was like she's pretty androgynous. They didn't want to show it, but at the end, that's like their thing. And I always thought that was pretty cool.
One of my favorites is, man, I would say, has everyone seen Soul Eater here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The ending boss, I feel terrible for forgetting his name. It's the final guy that they fight.
I don't know his name.
Yeah, Keishin. But he's a really badass villain.
I like that he was so afraid of losing his weapon, or of his weapon turning on him, that he ate his weapon.
Yeah.
So his weapon lives inside of him, which is like totally taboo. And when he wants to fire it, he opens his mouth and the dagger comes out and then just fires a laser. It's so cool.
Also, I almost said Corrin. It's not Corrin. It's, they're also androgynous in it. The little boy who has the freaking...
His sword is Ragnarok.
Yeah, with
Crona,
Ragnarok.
Crona.
Crona, thank you. Yeah, Crona... I mean, he is a hero, but God, is he an awesome character.
Yeah, he's a good character arc. He's going from kind of being like this used and abused, doesn't know what to do, so he's just kind of evil because that's what he's told.
To being able to like control the demon that once controlled him. What's up, Corey? You look excited about something.
Can I... favorite villain?
Sure,
go for it.
Can I tug on Alex Mercer's dick a little
Jesus Christ, man.
He's so cool.
Do you like have to go to the bathroom? Do you want to like finish real quick? Or
I've literally jerked off to Alex Mercer before. Like that. Like I had such a nerd boner for Alex Mercer. So,
I mean, yeah, go for it.
So here's the thing. Like for that whole thing, you know, you don't find out you're the bad guy until the end once you get all your memories back, right? So like for the whole first game, Alex is trying to find the truth about himself, and he's actually trying to fix the outbreak until he figures out he's the one that caused the outbreak. And that's when he, you know, he gains all his memories back and he realizes who he is. And he's like, oh, I'm a sociopath. I'm just going to keep being a sociopath. And it's great.
If it ain't broke, like, don't fix it.
So like he literally like everything gets back under control because he helped clear the outbreak again. So he's like, I'm going to do it again. And he goes back to Manhattan. Like after everything is like fixed and everything, he walks into the middle of like a busy subway station and he's like,
Let's explode again.
And he explodes himself and everyone gets infected and the outbreak starts again. But he has a reason behind it. I found out in that one, he is so sick of humanity. Like not just because he's a sociopath, but not because he's just a sociopath, but he feels like humanity could be better in the sense of its ravenous greed and the fact that he himself in the past life was creating things to harm people because it would make a profit. And he, this new viral version of himself, he's like, yeah, that was kind of shitty of me. And that just goes to show that even I, back in my human form, wasn't perfect.
He went full Tyler Durden.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to make everyone perfect by turning them into this infected mess. And that's when he started giving people his abilities.
Yeah.
Okay. And those people were all supposed to join him, except for James Heller, who he almost had. He was such a charismatic and guile sociopath that he almost convinced the protagonist of the second game to join him with the extermination of people. He was mainly saying, yeah, we're going to exterminate Blackwatch and, you know, take it from there. And Heller is like, okay, so after we kill the bad guys, quote unquote, we're going to get rid of the virus, right? And then Mercer literally like had a like a fucking comedic moment where he's like, what? He's like, we're going to get rid of the virus, right? Yeah, we'll talk about that. we'll figure that out. And like that was the one moment where like Heller like was almost on Mercer's side to like, you know, destroy everything with the virus up until the point where he realized that Mercer's essentially using him. But I like him. He had a purpose behind his villainy, and
yeah,
he went through such great lengths to get it. Like even in that game, you can like absorb people to adopt their identities. Jeez. And their memories. And to do the drawback of it is, and the game's lore is that apparently they still live on inside of you, so that they see everything. They see everything you do and everything. Yikes. And you can still hear their voices inside your head. So like with each person you consume, I guess you technically become a little more schizophrenic.
But that's intense.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Is a cool boy. I like him. I think he's one of my favorite villains of all time.
Solid. Rudy, if you have any villains, and then we're going to move on to the second question.
Honestly, I can't really think of any favorite villains that I've had for a while.
Well, like an anti-hero.
Yeah, honestly, not really sure either. For a while, my favorite villain was Dr. Octopus, but then he just became a hero in the end.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Oh,
spoilers.
Actually, pretty cool villain was Ben Reilly for a while. He kind of created this entire program where like, oh yeah, we can bring back all of your loved ones that have died by making them clones.
Alex Mercer did that.
I'll hit you. but yeah, he brings back like a bunch of dead people. He brings back Gwen Stacy. Turns out that she was not the right Gwen Stacy. Turns out she was like Spider Gwen from another universe. And he was like, how the fuck did this happen? But yeah, brings back a lot of dead people.
Had ballet shoes on when it happened.
But then blackmails everybody that he's helped in order to be like, hey, you gotta work for me now. Like, they're just like slowly taking over New York, slowly taking over the world with all these clones. And it was pretty cool for a while, but Ben Reilly was just insane while doing it and just weird.
Alex Mercer took over New York.
I'm gonna hit you now.
Sorry, it's all about Doctor Doom when it comes to Spider-Man villains.
Technically, if you think about it, Alex Mercer could be called Doctor Doom. He was a doctor.
Ugh. I'm gonna throw something at you so badly.
What's up?
Question two.
Oh, question two. All right. So you have your favorite people.
Yeah.
Now tomorrow you wake up.
Yep.
And I think some of you might have already guessed the second question. You wake up tomorrow with that person's abilities and a decent understanding of how they work. What do you do?
Oh, shit. So much.
And I mean like in a literal real aspect. Like yeah. You, as far as you know, are the only person with an ability. What do you do tomorrow?
Man, dude.
So here's the thing. If I woke up, so to have this ability.
I think in this case, if you're going to be Mercer, like you may have the ability, but you'd still be you regardless of the virus, because that's the only way this really works.
So I'm not a virus version of myself, but I still have the virus. So that virus can be, is that virus able to be spread?
Yeah, I mean, if that's one of the aspects of that ability.
So I think for this, you'd be more James Heller than Alex Mercer.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That puts a lot more limitation on it then. So I'm not able to go out and explode myself and start a zombie apocalypse.
I mean, Heller's still capable of exploding.
Well, he's capable of exploding, but like...
But he wants to start... I'm saying it's you. Okay. So like, is that something you would want to do?
Okay, no. I want to start a zombie apocalypse, but I would start absorbing some people.
Ooh.
I'm going to start a list and
check it twice.
Going to find out who's naughty and who's going to be inside my head for the rest of my life.
All right.
That's what happens with the good people.
Look, as long as so let's see who needs to go, who needs to be absorbed. You know what? Can we come back to me? I'm going to start a checklist of who I'm absorbing.
God, you go for that, Rudy?
Okay. Yeah. If I woke up as either Spider-Man or Nightcrawler or with their abilities, I honestly, stupid thing, probably try and seek some form of fame with it. You know, monetary success. Why not? And if by any chance I decided like, hey, I'm going to like do hood rat shit, or if I'm going to like, you know, be a hero, that happens. But that's not going to be the primary goal.
Do you know who Booster Gold is?
Yeah, doesn't he just like on his suit? He gets a lot of advertisements.
Yeah, he's from the future, and he like the future just doesn't give a shit about him. So he travels back to like the mainstream timeline of the DC world, and basically just becomes like a showboater. Yeah. And like starts like corporations pay him money to like show off for them. He basically just becomes like a glorified spokesperson with abilities. Yeah,
that's awesome.
He's kind of a dick. but like yeah, in a
it's
good
a cool
way
sometimes. Concept. No, yeah. I mean like it's a really cool concept.
He's got like some really his character develops to the point where he stops just being like this showman.
Mm-hmm.
And then in one of the crises, because there's always a crisis in the DC thing, that's like their big crossover events.
Mm-hmm.
He actually has to like step up really hard to like help save the world because he accidentally fucked up using time travel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool.
Word.
I am going to win the Olympics.
All right.
In every category.
Okay.
But could you hide it?
Could I hide it?
Yeah.
Well, so
could you do it well enough to hide it?
For sprinting, the only thing that really could possibly give it off is if you go fast enough, the virus essentially has to start projecting some stuff. Mm-hmm. So you'll get like a little, like a kind of like almost like a blood trail effect.
Yeah.
So people might think, hey,
that's a little.
That's
oops.
Are you okay? And I'll be like,
that's
yeah,
weird.
No, don't worry. That just happens.
Or also if
I
you
bleed
go,
a little bit.
Also, if you do go fast enough, I'm sure like you leave imprints
yeah,
in the ground.
Yeah, you leave imprints in the ground. But I want to, first of all, I want to beat Usain
but
Bolt
like
in his
beyond,
smug face.
I was going to say, that's like beyond superhuman.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I think feel like so beating you, Usain like, Bolt wouldn't take that much energy?
No, it wouldn't take, yeah, it won't take,
yeah,
it
wouldn't
take that superhuman
it wouldn't take bone-crushing power to beat Usain Bolt.
But still.
Take a lot.
Also, you're incredibly strong with these abilities, so you best believe that that shock put is going a few buildings over.
They don't have measurements for how far you're throwing it.
The long jump, you know, I'm going to turn the long jump into a high jump for how far I'm going to go. And then I'm going to win the Olympics, and then I'm going to shake hands with my national leader. And then I'm going to absorb him. And people are going to be like, what happened? And I'm going to be like, don't worry, guys. I'm your god now.
All right.
Sure.
That's pretty dope, honestly. What?
And then I'm going to start giving a select few people my abilities.
Thank
so that
you.
We can start
Thank
a
you.
New world order.
Oh, okay. Because
I know I'd be on that list.
Heck yeah. You're going to be the enforcer. I'm going to make sure that you get the ability where you can coat yourself in a like a black shell-like armor. That's enough that like bullets reflect off of it.
That armor in-game is actually super fucking dope.
Yeah. And then...
That's my dream.
Since you're a knife person, you're definitely going to get the blade arm. So oh, where yeah. your entire arm just turns into a giant blade that like cuts through tanks. Can cut through pretty much anything. Rudy,
where would
oh
Rudy
he's
be?
Assigning he's assigning.
Yes, yeah. Right. I want to know what happens.
Oh,
yay!
Gonna go
Rudy,
Rudy.
You're gonna definitely get some powers. You're gonna be our face.
Oh,
so you're gonna let everyone know it's okay. If anyone steps out of line, you're gonna hit them with that whip shit.
Ooh.
Everyone's gonna get that protective shell just in case they bring tanks. so.
I love how casual.
I'm gonna go on a limb here and say they're gonna bring tanks.
They're gonna bring tanks, and we're gonna show them why that was a bad idea. Because not only do you, like I said, you can go inside, you can rip open that tank hole, you can go inside, and then you can take that person's identity and memories, and you know how to operate that tank. So that's gonna happen, Robbie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give you hammer fists.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm pretending like I'm reading off a list. It just helps me.
He's like he's holding a big list
hands.
In front of
it
him.
It just helps.
I'm dispatching my manifesto right now. You're going to get hammer fist, which means you can Word. Cause like minor earthquakes and cause the like ground to shoot up in spikes. That's going to set some people straight.
Beyond
and
scared
then,
straight. In fucking hell.
And then if anyone starts a war, we're going to start a little outbreak. Just a little one.
Just a little.
That this is what's called bioterrorism.
Spit a few people's mouths.
This is bioterrorism. And I found that it makes a lot of people start getting in line pretty quick when it comes to how they talk to you.
What about Jose?
Accurate.
What would you give him?
Jose's definitely going to get the claws because I find it hilarious that he would be pouncing on everyone everywhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, like his pet panther in that one campaign.
Oh, there you go.
Be our
Sable. I'm only going to call him Sable.
He's going to be our inside man in the military.
Oh, you know what? There you go. So he's got our military context when people finally realize that there's no beating us. And then after we set people straight, we're going to do a nice takeover. And we're going to let people know this is that we're establishing socialism.
See, as he speaks,
a full manifesto right there.
As he speaks, I understand why he's so good at writing D&D campaigns.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, guys. My hostile takeover. So we've got
Corey's whole plan here.
Yeah.
Rudy's gonna just do it for the money. Yeah. And fame.
Yeah.
Robin for the gram. Huh?
Man. I feel like my powers like really limit me to doing nice things just because.
Dude, bee hands are not necessarily nice.
I could set bees on people, like, dude. Although, like, I could solve the entire world like problems that way. Just like go to fields and just release bees everywhere.
Yeah,
there you go. Well, you can.
I mean, for sure, I do that. So like, I get in good with like the hipsters and stuff. You know,
would you follow Nick Cage around?
No, that'd be hilarious.
I can just imagine you using like your freeze abilities.
But I genuinely think like one of the first things I would do because like there's you can take over people's minds. The game really doesn't limit you to how far you can go with it. It's mainly just like making enemies attack each other. But I think the idea is that like your enemies are just so aggressive. That's all they know how to do. But I'd make someone rob a bank for me, you know?
See,
like first things first, I got to get money. But I really do think like if I had all of the powers, I would 100% go like a very vigilante route, like very Punisher style. Like kick at a door of like gangbangers and be like bees, and then run away, dude. A drive-by being, do you know how terrifying that would be?
Oh, geez.
And then every time they're used to one of my powers, they're like when they all start wearing like protective gear, I'm like ha ha, and then I shock them, and then they have to wear rubber underneath them and like. They just have
it's
to adjust.
Like the fire next.
They have to adjust to all of the things that I could do.
I would watch that show.
Oh.
Just like some dude whose enemies have like unlimited money, but they have no idea what powers he has. Like, we found a guy burnt up. We think he can shoot fire. But fire then retarded suits underneath the beekeeper suits. What about his electricity? It's all made of rubber.
Everything is rubber. See,
I show up and just crush them with my mind, and they're like, fuck.
And they all start wearing tinfoil hats.
they get to a point where, like, there's no crime because, like, no one knows what I'm going to bring to the table.
See, you're like...
I'd be Wild Card. That'd be my nickname.
Oh, that would that'd actually
that'd
be
really
cool.
That'd be a dope-ass like name.
But you're like, oh, yeah, I'd make somebody rob a bank for me, and I'm like... I could just rob a bank myself.
Yeah, but like test out the power.
Yeah, I get that. But like with the like if I was gonna have Shazam's powers, like
mm-hmm.
Oh, how yeah. great would that? I just walk in, punch the vault door open, take whatever I want.
Just walk through the door.
What are they gonna do?
like you don't even stop walking, yeah. Just walk through the teller. Fair. Sorry.
But like, yeah, I could just like do whatever I wanted. It'd be great. And
it'd
like,
perfect.
Yeah, maybe I'd be a good person on like Tuesdays, help old ladies across the street. But on Wednesdays, setting buildings on fire because I'm bored.
Just walk. I like the idea of like never using a door ever.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
walking through every wall. And door.
Yeah, like there's the door and like about 5 feet to the left is like the outline of me just walking through the building. It'd be great. But yeah, I also know like I... have like not the greatest attention span, and I would say my morality is on some kind of like teeter-totter.
Yeah,
so it goes up and down a lot. So yeah, like Tuesdays would be like I'm a good guy, and then Wednesdays would be like, yeah, just burn the forest down, why not?
Punisher route. I'll just steal all the bad guys' money.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I could also just go to the bank and steal all their money too.
Yeah, but like I don't want to do that. I want to go the Punisher route.
Why
like,
limit
I want to be
yourself?
Really good, but everyone's like, man, you didn't have to rip out that dude in half with still a candy bar. Like that was a bit aggressive.
I want to give James powers too.
What do you want to give him?
I want to give him the tendril abilities. So that he can punch someone and they're just going to explode into tendrils.
Oh, God, I love
that. But I also want to make sure that he has the ability to absorb people and then turn himself into whatever he wants to be. because I heard that there's this guy named Mason Ocharczyk that I think
James,
you know,
is shaking his
we
head.
Could solve a lot.
James we can does solve not a- seem amused.
So he can be Mason Ocharczyk whenever he wants, and then he can like do some really hardcore horrorcore setup for his performances by just punching, literally just having people's tendril intestines everywhere, and I think it would work out pretty well.
How hardcore of a show would that be? Like, you go and it's like, yeah, you might like in other shows, you might be in a mosh pit and like get a broken nose or whatever, a concussion. But like you go to James's show, you might fucking die.
Not only might you die, you might turn into some like avant-garde shit.
You right? Like, think of just Metalocalypse. Just you go to a concert.
Is
like
it brutal to have people murdered at your shows? Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
But it's great art.
Would your mom
so.
Like it? No.
No.
Then
it's
cool.
But yeah, yes, I like how that's like four completely different answers. We have taking over the world.
I will be called God. That's gonna be my name.
Yeah. We have just like fucking with the evil people for fun.
Yeah, why not?
I'm gonna be famous.
Yeah, fuck it, man. Why not?
And then I get bored, so it kind of depends. So
I feel like you would have a good time being a viral spawn, because if you get bored, you can just do whatever you want, and they could send tanks about it, but they saw how that turns out.
But I could also do that as Shazam. Like,
that's true.
Dude could withstand like tanks and whatnot. He could shoot lightning
from
his hand.
Why don't you just absorb Shazam and then just also get his powers?
I guess, but
it's
like,
true.
I also don't want a virus in me that gives me like the ickies.
That gives you the ickies?
Yeah.
It makes you sneeze
It actually
a lot.
Makes you immune to the ickies.
Actually,
you know,
yeah.
But I'm immune to the ickies as Shazam. And I don't have a virus in
and
my
I
body.
Guess you don't have schizophrenia.
Yeah, but then you can Shazam. I have lightning.
But then you can eat Shazam and get his lightning.
Would that actually work?
Probably,
that's
actually.
Usually how it works is like when you absorb something of some stature, you get, you like of a different stature from the rest of society, your DNA complex will alter itself to be able to accommodate that. And that's where like
Kirby.
Those hammer fists yeah. or those claws come from.
You're just evil Kirby
you're
at that point.
Just evil Kirby.
Isn't that Meta Knight? I'm kidding. No.
Like, what no, is it?
Meta Knight's
I think there's
a, good
a
guy, right?
What's it called? A lurker?
What
is it called, a lurker or something that like are spawns in water towers?
Oh yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Like if Alex absorbed this, you know, monstrosity birth of the virus, he was able to understand the DNA complexity to grow claws. Mm-hmm. So if you absorb Shazam, it's gonna alter the DNA complexity to be able to withhold that magic.
All right. Interesting. Also, Rudy, I'm very surprised you didn't pick something from Infamous.
I was thinking Delson Rowe for a bit, which I, if I may gush for about him for a little bit.
Oh, because there hasn't. Yeah, we're not doing that here at all.
Delson Rowe is a pretty cool character, but he's the hipster of superpowers.
Yeah.
Says the guy wearing a beanie.
You're absolutely right.
He also wears a beanie.
Shirt.
But here's the
That's
thing.
That's what I'm
saying. He takes superpowers after they've stopped being cool. So, like, you know, he just touches a guy with smoke powers. He takes the smoke powers. This is a slight problem with Delson. His powers are very inconsistent whenever he absorbs something. Like somebody else, the smoke guy he takes his powers from, he could literally like fly. Like if you want him to, just go for a straight block without ever having to like transform back into being like a human construct.
Mercer can also fly.
But he glides.
Fly.
He glides and dashes in the air. But Delson, however, if he wanted to like go from a block to block, or from like one block to another using smoke, he would have to like find an air vent, use the current to go up it, and then dash again, turn back into a human, dash again, and then hope that he can like glide the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So he's very limited with his
but
powers,
I
and it kind of sucks.
I think that also makes sense because like he's absorbing the power, but he A, hasn't had them for very long.
Right.
And B, like his body may not be fully compatible with it, right?
Well, another thing is that there's another character he absorbs powers from, she has like this neon ability where she can like run at
God,
like light speed.
Fetch.
She's pretty great. But Delson at first, he's able to just like dash a little bit in this light speed form. But then if you upgrade him enough, he's just like, I can run forever.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just weird.
Yeah. And it's like watching The Flash, but like with more colors.
Yeah. And then there's another character, Eugene. He has like video game powers. And Eugene himself, he can turn into like a giant angel of sorts, and he can just, he has a giant sword. He's like, haha, I must smite thee. And Delson, if he ever wants to fly anywhere, he gets like these digital wings that go for like, I don't know, maybe like half a block, but he can never do anything remotely close to that. Yeah. So his powers are just very inconsistent, and that's why I wouldn't want to be him.
He kind of gets individual
but
abilities.
But I think he's,
it.
I think kinda, the upside here is that he gets multiple ones.
Sure.
So like he's not,
can't use them at the same time though.
Right. But I also think that's a game mechanic.
True.
Obviously they want to limit you so you're not God over here.
I mean, I suppose. You know?
What's up?
But still, like, if I wanted to touch Corey and his Alex Mercer virus abilities, I don't know what I'd get. Like that would be a major crapshoot. Like if I ever got a sword, it could be like, I don't know, something that just like sticks out of my pinky. He's a major crapshoot.
It's a crack nail. You're just stabbing people with it.
Look, I can just give you my abilities. You just have to follow my manifesto, which by the way, the color blue will be illegal.
What?
Because
that's why the sky's going red.
That's why I'm shooting pathogens into the air to make it red.
I don't get it.
It's literally just some petty shit I'd do if I was ever in any position of power.
But yeah, Delson, he's just, his powers are a crapshoot, and that's why I would never want to be him. However, one character I would consider, Ben 10.
Okay, yeah, no, that totally works. Yeah.
I would totally absorb Ben 10.
And you know he's a child, right?
I wouldn't get, that's the thing though, I wouldn't get anything because it's just the Omnitrix that gives him his powers, right?
Yeah.
But don't you have to be compatible with it?
No. Well, you have to be compatible with it, but also the virus can only absorb organic material.
Oh.
So,
So you just eat.
Well,
a
like
kid.
If he transforms into an alien, would that be considered organic?
That'd be different because then I would be getting the alien's DNA.
Oh. Yeah.
So I have to absorb him while he goes into the alien. And if I'm going to absorb any alien, it's going to be Ghost Freak because
yo, Ghost
why
Freak
not
was
go
the
full
shit.
Crazy?
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to Ghost. I don't remember Ghost Freak.
He was like the only evil alien in the Omnitrix.
Oh, like okay. He actually just, he was like, I'm tired of this shit. I'm going to jump out of the Omnitrix, become my own entity again, and then wreak havoc.
Yeah.
That shit was dope. Word.
Like I remember the first episode when it happened, like Ben went into Ghost Freak mode. It was like against the clowns that were supposed to like use your fear against you.
Yeah.
And Ben like loses control of Ghost Freak for a minute and Ghost Freak just like starts like going too far, like he's beating the shit out of people.
Yeah.
And dang. Like he like literally starts like, what doesn't he like absorb one of them into like his cloak and like he like sees like such horrors in there that
so,
like he goes
so he doesn't
insane.
Absorb things into his cloak, but he opens up his cloak.
Oh yeah,
he's basically the alien Flasher, but tentacles kind of just come on out, and I think so within those tentacles that's what people see like their worst fears in, because yeah. I think Bozo the clown or whatever his name was, the first guy he did that to, he like almost died or he went into a coma. Like
he went into like such a state of shock that he couldn't even function anymore.
Yeah.
Like he was no longer a villain. He was just what?
So I look up Ghost Freak just to see what he's like, and like the fifth picture down, porn.
Yeah. Love it. That's good. I didn't know that existed. I'm looking that up when I get home.
You shouldn't look it up. It just popped up.
Oh no!
Man, fuck the internet sometimes.
Yeah, it was great.
You know who I always thought was cool? There's a game. Blaze Blue, which I don't know any of you have played, but it's the like spiritual successor to Guilty Gear, which I fucking loved as a kid, which is also why my character has the sword from him in one of our campaigns. And I forgot his name, but he's this guy who wears like this white, all white suit, and there's no like face to it, but like there's a bunch of at every joint is like an eye. So he can see in every direction. Mm. And the suit gives him a bunch of abilities, including the sword he has is taller than he is. And he's like 6 feet tall. So to pull the sword out of the scabbard, he just phases the sword out of the scabbard.
Oh,
like he just like passes it through the scabbard and then he fights. That's awesome. I always thought that was like pretty baller.
Oh, I've actually got a question for all y'all. It's a little game I wanted to piggyback off with the whole superhero thing, but I don't know if there's like a real name for it, but it's like okay, but where you basically you pick something, but then somebody else has to come up with like a consequence or like a
million,
caveat. For
yeah,
it.
It's like okay, $1 million, but
yeah,
but with abilities.
Yeah, so like Corey and I were talking about this in the car, but like I want to be a telepath. Okay, but you can but if you ever read somebody's mind, they know you read it. Type of thing. And then, you know, kind of just if you guys want to, we can go around you
read
the table.
Yeah, you read their mind and then instantly they know that you have invaded their mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah.
Like being able to run as fast as you want to, but you actually do get exhausted from it kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Be anything like that.
Okay. So here's my thing. Because I'm still on the Alex Mercer train.
God. Okay.
So, you get the viral abilities of Alex Mercer. All of them. And you know how to use them. You know how to use them to whatever extent you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
But, you are 100% contagious no matter what you do.
Mm.
So, like, if you kiss someone, they're infected. You breathe on someone and they inhale that breath, they're infected. If you sweat on someone and their skin absorbs it, they're infected.
Dang.
And if you're not careful about it, if you don't inherently give it to them the way you're supposed to,
they'll freaking die from it because it would just be like a...
They'll turn into the actual zombies, yeah. Which is a painful existence, mind you. All of them are in grievous pain when they're a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
But they turn into a zombie and you don't come back from that.
Damn. That'd be some shit.
Mm. Would you do it? Would you accept those powers?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
No. But my thing was like
people
we go
just over. Dying in near proximity of me? Nuh-uh.
I'd still do it.
Okay. Actually, here's the thing for you, Robbie.
Yeah.
You get all of your Bioshock abilities, but you have to actually use plasmids.
That's what I was going
to
say.
So you have to kill little girls?
I have to use plasmids
and or
I actually feel it.
Like
if I'm choosing electricity, I would feel the electricity. Because in the game, it's pretty clear he's aware of what's going on. Like
especially the first time around, whenever he uses it, he's like in pain.
Oh, yeah. Every time he hits himself with a new plasmid, like he's clearly in incredible pain. But even like while it's open, even if it's the flame one, you can see him like flex his hand. Like there's something going on there.
No, yeah. No, you're in clear pain. And I can only imagine that it's just what everyone would feel if you cast it upon them. But living in your hands.
That, but also it's not killing you.
Yeah.
You know, so like I couldn't imagine just like bees crawling underneath your skin. That's a terrible thought.
I just threw up in
my mouth. That's a terrible thought. But yeah, I still think I would take it if plasmids were something that like I literally didn't have to kill a little girl over.
But what if they started it?
Would it, the little girls?
Yeah.
I mean, man. I gotta shoot bees, man.
It's like, man, what a bitch.
Yeah, maybe bees. I would kill just like a couple of them. Maybe I'd only like take a few powers.
Rudy.
Hi.
You get to be Spider-Man, but it's not web shooters. You are producing the web.
No. Wait. Where's it coming from?
Oh, that is
wherever you need it to.
The answer's in the question.
Oh, so like, so I mean, like, could I actually like, and like do it from my wrists?
Yes.
Then yeah, that absolutely. Why?
Cop
why,
out.
Why,
comes why, from your butt.
If it comes from my butt, no. If it came from like any,
you have to be Spider-Man, but you have to be a Spider-Man.
I feel
you
like
have to be a Dryder.
Yeah, there was like a there was like a parody that I was reading of like Spider-Man, but he had to shoot it from his, you know, spinneret around his butt.
He's got like a third hole kind of thing.
Yeah. And just
no,
that'd be intense.
Joe,
oh what's up?
Okay, you get to be Shazam.
All right.
However, you have to say some like real racist shit.
Like instead of saying Shazam, I have to just say something incredibly racist.
Yeah, and it only fits to the people that are currently
okay,
around.
Okay, I was going to say, is it like situational? Do I just get to say like whatever?
You have to.
Like one day I'm feeling racist against one ethnicity, but tomorrow is like a different one.
You have to officially like offend everybody in the room, specifically like racially.
Yeah, I
like,
do
if
it.
It's, if it's listen, just one white guy, you can be like honky and just turn into a giant dude.
Hey, it does. I'm not actually racist, so it doesn't mean anything, right?
Well, but you said it.
I guess there's arguments there. B, I'm Shazam. Like, what are they gonna do?
They're gonna write some real mean articles about you on BuzzFeed.
That's nice. Then I'm gonna tear that company to the ground.
You know what also helps with doing that? The Mercer virus. Actually, the Mercer virus helps with tearing everything.
Oh, is this podcast like sponsored by this virus?
Yeah.
That came for, is there
sponsored by Gen X?
Prototype 2 came out in like what, 2008?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's dead.
Nah.
Hmm.
I mean, what is dead? I mean, because, you know...
You know what? I'm actually surprised you didn't pick being a Keyblade wielder.
I also was surprised by that. So here's the thing.
I would love to be a Keyblade wielder, but that means the Heartless are going to be up in my shit 24/7. What? Oh, yeah. Because Sora spends a lot of his life asleep.
No, yeah. He does, yeah.
That's all that this series is about, just dreaming and...
Sleepy boys. Light.
Not just, but
I mean,
you know,
you're
what?
Not wrong.
There are
whole,
nightmares.
There's
in
a
that.
Whole game yeah. called like Requiem for whatever sleep, birth by sleep, whatever.
And then there's Dream Drop. And then there's
and fuck it,
Dream the, Drop Distance was another one.
Dream
Thank
drop,
you,
Dream Drop Distance. Yeah, because
also
go,
did they just like take random words, put them in a blender, like well, doot doot.
Well, they called it Dream Drop Distance because it was for the Nintendo 3DS.
Oh, I see.
No,
what they
see,
did there.
I'll tell you why they did that.
What? I don't get it.
Do you really not get it?
No. I get it. There's 3Ds. I'm not stupid.
Okay.
The reason why they did that is to fucking tease us. Because they knew we were all waiting for 3. And the fucking commercial they released had Kingdom Hearts 3 come up. They waited a second. And then they put the D.
Like, oh,
ouch.
I usually wait a second before I put the D. But that's just me.
You know what? There's you know who didn't episode. Wait a second? Mercer, when he broke
God,
the vial.
Oh my God.
That was some split
okay,
second
you
decisions.
Have now officially been banned from the chat room.
I'm coming back, but on my pet vial account. This is sponsored by Dateline NBC.
Oh, man. Anyways, but yeah, I would totally do it. Like, yeah, Shazam, just say it. Whatever. I'm Shazam. What are you going to do about it? I'll punch you into the sun.
Corey, what about you have all of your prototype abilities, but you feel it in the worst possible way? Like whatever a regular civilian would feel just being infected with this, that's you constantly, all the time.
Absolutely.
You deal with it?
Dude, I have such a manifesto to bring out on the rest of the world.
What if you had those abilities, right?
Yeah.
But you can never, ever enjoy anything sexual ever again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, wow.
I get a lot of pleasure from giving pleasure anyway.
But you wouldn't,
so.
You wouldn't get any of those. Like, that part of your brain no longer
somehow
works.
Somehow that would, like,
and you know
chemically
yeah.
circumcise
so,
you.
So, like,
it's not one of those things where, like, I don't know what it feels like, so it doesn't matter. It's one of those things where
so
you know
like,
what you're missing.
Kind of like how, like, someone who's missing their frontal lobe no longer feels, like, certain emotions.
Sure, sure, but you would know that you're missing it.
But I would know that I'm missing it.
Yeah. You'd yes. feel like you'd be having wow. a boner, but you don't.
Totally thought that'd get him. Damn.
No, I gotta.
I think he's pretty set on this manifesto. Yeah,
world domination, right?
Well, it's not world domination. You know, it's a world correction, like Mercer thought.
Sorry.
So, like in 10 years, when he becomes a scientist,
communist manifesto.
I'm leaving.
So you're gonna hear this. You're gonna hear this podcast and be like, "Oh shit,
I'm gonna be a scientist," and you guys are gonna have to like go to Mars or some shit because I have plans here.
Would a nuke stop him?
Would a nuke stop him? So
no,
that's
didn't.
The thing. No, because they did nuke Mercer, and he came back.
He was like a little...
What if they dropped a tungsten rod from space on him?
He would come back.
Really? Because yeah. that yield is like way
the,
more than
the
that.
The only way you can stop the virus is getting the virus to destroy itself, is what I found.
Yeah.
Man, dude, what but if like, you just like roasted him really
because
good
this is a podcast,
then.
But I'm giving you that look like, the fuck? But
so like, literally the only way they stopped Mercer is to have Heller absorb Mercer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then he was just like, nah, delete. And then it just stopped. pretty much.
Control alt delete, right?
And then the once, and here's the thing, once people have it, you can never trust a cure, because they did try to cure it and they tainted the cure, so that whenever you would administer the cure or even smell the cure, you would instantly become infected and turn there on the spot. So I would try to cure me.
Damn, I would cool. totally That's be fun. Down You're for like a prototype nerd. Reboot.
I mean, fucking right. I'm yeah. down for that.
I couldn't see a 3 happening, but if they just rebooted it, like better graphics, better gameplay,
or like
and just
maybe
better
come
story,
up with something original or whatever.
Maybe whatever. You know, we don't need Urban Man with urban powers and urban setting again.
I'm just saying we didn't need a Kingdom Hearts 3, but whatever.
You're I right, want you to take that back. I don't. You didn't have to come at me like that.
No, I'm kidding. I definitely think that story needed a resolution.
It definitely did.
Did it get resolved? Yeah. You don't have to spoil it. Just.
I don't
was
know.
There a, oh,
I'm
You're
still playing.
You're
still
not
it.
Done.
I like taking my time. I've been waiting for this for Fair. Years. This I, game okay. can wait to give
I
me a ending.
I just, right. I'd be through that. Mm, so
I'm talking about abilities and such. How about this? It's an all for. It's like a end all be all of it. You 100% get integrated into this universe. So it's not like you have this power or something. If you chose Spider-Man, you would live in the Spider-Man universe now.
Oh, but there's so many of
that
them.
That means I got
what? All right, fine. Movie, video game, comic book.
Ooh, that's rough.
Ooh.
Okay. If I was Shazam. If I was Shazam. Yeah, I would do it. Comic book, movie, whatever. Mm-hmm. Though in the comic books recently, there was this big thing with magic where, somebody messed up the Spectre, who's like the cosmic being of vengeance. And then the Spectre just murdered every magic user.
Oh.
Oh my God. He lost it. And he just literally slaughtered them by the thousands. Like he just battle hardened mages and magicians just walked right through them. Like Shazam in a wall. He just plowed through him. And then so Shazam, there's this thing called the Rock of Eternity, which is like kind of where he gets his abilities from. And it's like kind of like a central nexus for magic. And the Spectre just broke it. He literally like one punch man just whatcha and just shattered it. Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
Damn, son.
Movie, video game, comic book?
Yeah.
So I'm just
or
choosing
TV
one.
Show. One of each, or if you want, if you're like that torn, but like a movie or whatever that you'd want to be fully integrated into the universe.
Okay. So if you were Alex Mercer, you would have to be fully integrated into that video game world.
Yeah.
Well, that's essentially our world, but with zombies.
Well, then you would be in that world with zombies.
Oh, shit. Can I have more time? I really want to think about this.
Sure? Yeah, I mean, I'm up there. I'd be really tempted to choose something zombie apocalypse-y. Or even like Mad Max would be pretty dope. To live in the Mad Max universe would be dope. Zombieland universe would be dope as well, the movie.
Why?
Because I like that kind
you
of apocalypse.
You just talked earlier about how you can't open a can of pop.
Yeah, but like that's okay.
You would die in the apocalypse.
Yeah, but like that's not how all bottles are open. So I'm good for now. And also now I know how to open up one.
That's not how they're all open.
Yeah, like all of them were open like that, and I didn't know that. And the apocalypse happened. Yeah, no, I'd be screwed. But now that I know how to open up those, I'm unstoppable.
I got it. So video game, I would do Kingdom Hearts. I
Saints
love it.
Row 2.
I'd be able to literally go visit all my favorite Disney characters. That's cool. I get to see all my favorite Final Fantasy characters. Also cool.
But don't you have the Heartless fucking everything up?
Yeah, but you know what? Fuck them. I'll just grind the Ultima weapon. I feel like I'll do it a lot better than I can with joysticks.
Honestly, probably.
Plus, also, I get to be a Keyblade wielder. Fuck yeah. Like
Star Wars. I'd pick Star Wars in a second.
I just thought of something now.
And any time period, really. I don't care, as long as I have force powers.
So here's the thing. As long as we're assuming that we get to be what we want to be in that universe, yeah. I would agree for that for my movie. But if I wasn't a Jedi or a Sith, fuck no.
Hell no. There's like poverty, slavery. There's all kinds of fucked up shit in the Star Wars universe.
I would 100% be a Sith, though, no doubt.
Okay. I think I'd just be a really, really cool gray Jedi.
I was going to say the gray.
You know what? Probably a gray Jedi. Yeah. But I would totally rock the Sith aesthetic.
That's fine.
Especially like a Sith stalker aesthetic, which looks painful, but like also you look badass.
I guess, but like, is the prosthetics really worth the pain?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I'm willing to live with a virus inside my body that's eating me away.
There was a Sith Lord in one of the Old Republic games, and the second one, where his body had been destroyed, but his hatred literally kept his body together.
So
I cannot remember his name.
I want to make a quick connection here on why Kingdom Hearts definitely would have worked with the Star Wars world, because his hatred kept him together. That's exactly what fucking happened to.
Spoiler alert, yes.
Terra, the fucking lingering will, the bane of my existence for 3 months. He got his whole body fucking stolen, but he was so angry and so hateful against the dude that did it that his armor reformed around his personified will, and he proceeded to kick the shit out of, quote, technically his own body, which was being possessed by the evil dude.
Jesus.
Yeah. Kingdom Hearts. Kind of intense when it wants to be.
So, Rudy, what about you? What universe would you pick?
Ah, fuck.
We've been talking about it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but like legit, it's still a pretty tough question.
God, I want to do Kingdom Hearts.
What?
We should do a Kingdom Hearts D&D.
We should have one.
We should
keep playing it.
Yeah.
I don't have a character in that one, but I'm down.
Come on, Joe.
I don't care.
Joe, you don't have to care about... It's not going to have anything Disney related. You'll be fine.
I want to hear Rudy's answer.
But okay.
Yeah, what's your answer, Rudy? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're fine. But assuming that we are going to be the characters that we like dream of being in this universe, movie-wise, definitely Spider-Man. I'd love to be web-swinging around through any sort of skyscraper city.
Super fucking fun. I get that.
Video game, probably in the Infamous series, because, you know, anybody with the ability to have superpowers, that's just pretty dope.
But you would be hunted.
Yeah, that, you know what, I'd deal with it.
Okay.
And I feel like that would give you something to do. You know what I mean?
Probably, yeah.
Like, if I just got superpowers tomorrow, I'd be like, I don't know what to do with them. But if I was like, superpowers and people are trying to kill me, well, I got something to keep up my time and use my powers.
The first thing you do when you get superpowers, start a manifesto.
Jesus, man.
And finally, comic book world. It's a tie, honestly, between either The Watchmen or The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I was also thinking Watchmen.
Wow.
Sorry, my mom called me. She wants to see if I have more palettes of orgasm.
Tell her I said thanks.
Oh, man, I'm not going to say anything. Well, what about you, Robbie?
Did you guys have superpower? Would you get an Oedipus complex?
Oh, no. What? No.
Some could argue that's a superpower.
No.
No.
Also, yeah, the guy.
My mom thinks it's super.
The guy's name is Darth Sion.
Darth Sion?
Yeah. So it's him and there's three. It's Darth Sion, Darth Nihilus, and some girl, and I can't remember her name. But Nihilus is really cool. Basically, he feeds on the Force. So he's called the Lord of Hunger, and I think Sion is called the Lord of Pain because his body is constantly being like put back together.
Oh, snap.
And yeah, but Darth Nihilus literally like just, they call him the wound. Like he's a wound, right? Like he literally tears the Force and eats it.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty hardcore. There's some crazy shit in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Mad Max would be a lot of fun. Just to really throw yourself.
It's just such a hellish landscape, though.
I know, but man, dude, it'd be fun.
You could ride dune buggies.
You can get real wild out there. But I mean, like, I guess realistically, genuinely, though, Saints Row would be up there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I know Saints Row 3 started like the more crazy shit that started happening.
Yeah.
Actually, 2.
So,
I think.
A little silly, but it wasn't ridiculous.
Right. Like, in 3, you're literally
I would love to see.
It gets nuts. That's why I
love would
3.
Love to see the mechanics of the second one with the proper gangland storyline of the first one. Because in the first one, like, you shot your pistol sideways and stuff like that. And, like.
It's a good way to fuck up your hand, by the way.
It is, but it was just. I just like that the game did it. I just like that how you did a lot of little things in that game. I really enjoy just how gangster it felt.
Yeah, there's a shotgun cane.
Yeah, and then I feel like it like went away from that, and where they're just like, we're gonna meme ourselves, and it got sillier and sillier, and I didn't enjoy it anymore.
Really? I love the silliness.
The third one like was okay. It was the last one that I find playable.
Four? Or that you didn't like four?
I didn't like
four. I didn't like four. So like at first I thought, you know, this might be fun, and then I saw that it was a reskin technically of three.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh. And then they also, I have a huge thing with I want my world. Even when I, in suspended belief games like Saints Row, I want my world to feel at least somewhat like real.
Well,
and
the point gotta of be that like, game is that the world isn't real.
Exactly.
And it sucks.
Yeah. I think like, I wasn't a fan. I played three like multiple times, but I
love three.
The third one was okay. The second one was my favorite.
They're making
far.
A five. Yeah.
A lot of people's, are like, who cares?
I don't care.
That's what I heard.
Unless
they
go did, back to them being a genuine gang member, I don't care anymore.
They did Gat Out of Hell, right? Where they took Johnny Gat out of hell, which I thought was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Then they did Agents of Mayhem, right?
Yeah.
And then
which was stupid.
Pretty sure they're going to come. Oh, Rudy. Mm.
Like, I'm not going to lie.
That's Rudy's jam.
It is a pretty dumb game. However, what I personally like is that they took some of the mechanics before, like the super jumping and like some of the dashing and the air stuff, and just, you know, really toned it down. And like, you're able to like jump pretty high. You can climb certain buildings, but it kind of definitely goes back to the point where like, this is not an overpowering ability. You still need a car to get around. You're still like shooting guns that aren't exactly the strongest, and you're not like an overpowered god. You're just a guy who has like a slightly better ability.
You know, Mercer's an overpowered god.
Oh my god,
Christ!
He got nuked and he came back.
Skyrim, or well, Elder Scrolls.
Oh my god, don't you mean oh my Mercer?
That'd be fun.
Even though there's always something horrible happening.
I've been playing a lot of Fallout New Vegas.
The Dovahkiin, the main character. I'm fine with being in that world. If I'm anyone else, fuck no.
What? You want to be the savior of Kvatch?
I don't want to be the savior of Kvatch. I just want to be able to use the doom.
I
want to
be a vampire or a werewolf.
Yeah.
All right. That's solid.
What were you saying about New Vegas?
No, you wouldn't want to be a vampire. Vampirism in Skyrim is so
annoying.
Hard.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why it's cool.
Literally, to their credit, they did treat it like a disease because I wanted to cure myself of it immediately.
I have an entire playthrough that is based entirely around being a vampire, and it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
What were you saying about New Vegas?
I've been playing a lot of New Vegas, and I would love to live in New Vegas.
Can I talk about that?
Go ahead.
So, James, our lovely friend here, wrote on the whiteboard, Robbie is a 13-year-old scene girl.
Yeah, I am.
He is, yeah.
You would fit perfectly on the socks that say daddy on them. you would fit perfectly on the upcoming My Immortal segment of I'll get there. It would be like you would fit in that story.
Oh, okay. I was about to write down too many mics. You can see him as a character in that story.
Dude, he could be Diabolo. He practically is Diabolo.
So what exactly did you describe me as? A what?
A 13-year-old scene girl.
Yeah, that's drinks. Right.
Oh, I'm an adult.
What is an adult?
I'm going to only call Robbie Diabolo now.
I try to take responsibility for my own actions.
XD.
I guess that counts, right? I pay bills. I have a job. I don't know. Whatever.
I think we are going to start wrapping it up, though. Is there any final...
I'll wrap you
up. Ooh.
You know what was wrapped up? The prototype series. Because Biohazard ran out of money.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, Prototype 2 came out. It didn't do as good as it needed to. They almost went bankrupt. EA had to bail them out, and it was super bummer because I loved that game. I love that whole series, if you can't tell. Alex Mercer is amazing.
You know
I hope he comes back.
Radical Entertainment did a pretty decent job with that.
Star Wars is the best.
Real talk, Alex Mercer would beat Darth Vader.
No.
You can't choke him out. Yeah, you would have to hit him with the Death Star, and even then,
you have to hit him.
Just
with
chuck the Death Star. Oh man,
Can you imagine a bunch of fucking infected stormtroopers running around the Death Star, just hitting each other with tendrils?
Nah, they still wouldn't be able to hit anything. all the tendrils would miss.
It would look like a hive because there'd be tendrils everywhere that just never hit a target.
Exactly.
A hive, for those who don't know, also, is a breeding ground for the virus.
I'm going to hit you, Corey.
If Corey is obsessed with Prototype, I'm definitely like super into Star Wars.
Yeah.
At one point, I used to know all seven forms. Not like know them, but I could tell you all about the seven forms of lightsaber combat, what they were called, and who was a practitioner of it. I'm a huge
nerd.
That's
pretty cool, actually.
I haven't looked through it in a while.
I think combat specifically is really interesting in games. And movies alike, but
I don't know. I really liked it, though. I prefer like the lightsaber combat in the original movies because it's much closer to fencing.
Yeah,
and it has more weight, like emotional weight to it.
Yeah. I know we're supposed to be wrapping up, but I do want to build on that. I like the newer versions of the lightsaber combat because just. So here's my big...
Am I going to have to hit you with something after you say this sentence?
Maybe.
Okay.
Here's my big defense for the Phantom Menace. It did lightsabers right. It did a lightsaber battle right. And I will say through the whole trudge of that movie, the second that Joe Darth like Maul came on the screen with a dual-sided lightsaber, I was creamy.
I don't disagree with that. It's a hype. You get the lightsabers, it's good. But that fight itself, like if you watch it in like slow motion, the newer lightsaber fights are just like half the shit they do, like they're not trying to hit each other. They're basically dancing with glowy sticks.
Yeah.
And that's, you're mastering a form of combat which utilizes a saber which can cut through everything.
It's also, it's literally like, most strikes will kill you.
Right. And so the point of like lightsaber combat, and you know, you force powers, you can kind of predict things and things can kind of get crazy, but like.
And you know what? I do agree with your previous statement that, you know, the other one was much more realistic of like, you know, it's.
Well, it's based on fencing.
Yeah, right. And that I can definitely see and agree to.
You're wrong.
But
James is like, I like episode one. You're wrong.
There is something to being
movie.
More showy.
And I get that, like, especially in modern age. Like, you know, the Fight of Fates or whatever. The Fight of
Duel
Death.
Of Fates.
Duel of Fates, thank you. That, Ian McGregor and, I can't remember Anakin Skywalker's real name.
Conor McGregor.
Hayden Christensen?
Yeah, Hayden Christensen. They practice.
Pod racing?
They practice that fight so intensely that... The speed at which they're fighting on screen is the speed at which they're fighting. It hasn't been touched.
Right.
And that's like dedication that you, and kind of what you couldn't get out of the original series, which I do like, but it's, I think that fight blows pretty much everything else out of the water just for the emotional weight alone.
Yeah.
And you know, they do a lot of things right. Like he gets, this is a meme at this point, but he gets the high ground. And when you're fighting, that's what you want.
Yeah.
And even in the Darth Maul fight, like Darth Maul is very conscientious of like, so when you, if two people are fighting one person, you want to be able to like face your partner because you have the best chance of, you know, it's hard to defend front and back as one person. So as Darth Maul, he purposely makes a triangle. And when you're fighting, that's what you want to do. You want to have both your opponents in front of you. And I think there are good parts of those fights, but they could have been better. And there's a series, there's two guys on YouTube that do like a series of lightsaber fights. And I can't remember. It's like Ryan something and somebody
I think
else.
I've seen that and they're like really cool.
I really wish they had done the lightsaber combat for the movies because they're like inventive and creative and it's so cool. And I think lightsaber combat could have been elevated to a form that is really masterful and beautiful, not just as an art form, but as two people trying to kill each other with hot glowy sticks.
I definitely agree with that. And to further continue on your whole...
Yeah, I'm a nerd, James. I'm a huge nerd.
I am such a nerd.
To further continue on the whole high ground aspect, when Alex Mercer is able to get into a helicopter...
We're done. We're done here. I thought we were going to have a normal conversation about Star Wars.
I would definitely have loved to done that. We should do that on the next
episode,
but we're at the end here. So I want to wrap it up
with... I will
100%
do a Star Wars episode.
Hell yeah, man.
I think we should like wait on that one so we can like...
We should,
research more about like what we like and stuff.
But... Thank you, Joe, for bringing superheroes to the table.
No problem. I will talk about superheroes and Star Wars all day, every day.
Yeah, you brought a good thought to the kitchen sink, and we always appreciate that.
Now we're just going to flush it down the drain.
Yeah, it's just we're at the bottom of the kitchen sink half the time. Where
you
it's just like
flush
the
virus down the drain.
Oh, shut up!
This is the lighter side about
the
superheroes.
Stuff that you pour bleach down the drain to
yeah.
just like
this is like
get rid
yeah,
of.
Half of the time it's just a Drano conversation. But thank you so much for checking in, guys. We all appreciate it. Check out our D&D podcast. If you want to throw that out, Corey, go ahead.
Yeah, it's called Hit It and Crit It. Noctis Occulta is what our current campaign is. It's an evil campaign. We're running with a secret society group that's collecting dangerous artifacts that seem to have some sort of horror-based aspect towards them. Follow our characters as they try to maybe end the world, maybe obtain world domination. Who knows? We'll get there.
For as long as they're alive.
For as long as... We're in some tight spots.
One might bleed from the handle a lot. We don't know.
You can hit us up, hit it underscore and underscore crit it on Instagram and Twitter. We also would like to do a plug for our producer real quick. If I can give you the mic, James, so you can do an awesome...
Yeah, he's much better at this than we are.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, this is James. Just got to make sure I'm not peeking because they have to be turned up so loud. Actually, no. You want to know what we're doing pretty good here? Yeah, guys. See, I'm so good at
And he says I'm a nerd.
Hey, guys, check out my podcasts, mostly Speakin' Sentai, which Corey and Rudy have been on an episode. And then within the next month, we'll have... It will be a Nicole-less episode probably, but we're going to have Joe, Robbie, and Jose. Also, Joe, you've said you have seen Los Luchadores before, which means you have to come on Luchadores episode.
I mean, it's been forever since I've seen it. I remember watching Digimon and that back to back.
Yeah.
Also Digimon, right? Like,
yep.
Anyways, sorry.
Digimon are the champions.
They are. Ultimate. Change into Mega? I know that's not the lyrics, guys. You're not on microphone, dude. And then check out This Movie's Gay. That's with my non-hetero friend Corwin. That makes the title okay. We're watching LGBTQ movies. Check out What the Hell Mouth. It's a Buffy the Vampire Slayer podcast where we barely talk about Buffy. Most of the episodes are about gay pornography. That's true. And then check out...
I want to be on that foul one.
Someday you can. Then check out... I'll Get There with Corey's sister and Corey's father, Monse. Not really his father. I don't know. It's really weird why they call a father-son relationship between a 28-year-old lady and a, I think, 23-year-old boy.
21.
Oh, Corey's real young, guys.
Yeah, do you want a social security number? I can give you that.
Oh, yeah, because he still gets all your mail, Corey. Yeah. Change your address. Yeah, check those out. Also, check out my rap music, Marshland Monster. It's really good. Hey, can I put one of my songs at the end of this episode?
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm down. I also did the theme song for Hit It and Crit It and the battle music. I think I'm going to do some more music for that podcast.
Dude, solid.
That's a good time.
All right. I'm taking it back to Corey, but you guys are probably saying bye-bye.
Actually, I just wanted to say another thing about Alex Mercer.
Oh my God.
No, we're wrapping it up.
There's going to be
great Alex Mercer porn.
If you want to see more stuff on the kitchen sink and hear us talk about all different kinds of nonsense,
like,
and mostly
porn.
All your not safe for work content, hit me up on Instagram at Missing Letter. That's MissingLetter. And
see his Alex Mercer cosplay.
Enjoy the rest of the podcast for some smooth jazz.
It's not jazz.
It's jizz.
It's jams.
All right.
His name is James.
I prefer jelly. Boom.
Everyone, have a good night.